aim of this mowathon is to raise the profile of Perennial as a charity. They're the only charity that I know that focuses on helping the practitioner in our trade, the peers, just people just like you and me, who for whatever reason might have just fallen on hard times or suffered an injury or a loss of a family member. I think it's fair to say that if you associate the help that they're giving to people with employees, then that's understandable. But I think what we must also always recognise is that bosses, the people that run the businesses, the small businesses right up to the large businesses, they don't often let on, but they need help too. I'm driving through, just like you're probably sitting somewhere looking out at the rain. I'm driving through some heavy rain at the moment, and I can cast my mind back over the 20 odd years that I worked in a horticultural trade outside, both as a one-man band and then as an employer employing up to 16 people at one point, is that when we have days like this, there's a massive loss of productivity. And that loss of productivity isn't sustainable in the long term. So try to think, just in this year and perhaps the two winters before, the heavy rain we've had since. The irony is we had the hose pipe ban, something that Landscape Juice led the way in over trying to overturn and got some moderate success, right through to when it started raining. It hasn't stopped raining for this summer. The boss is going to be under probably severe financial pressure. It's not sustainable to have endless days of wet weather. Okay, you can go and tinker about in people's gardens and do a certain amount of tidying up or loading out materials or servicing machinery, but that comes at a cost to the person running the business. So when thinking about donating some money to Just Giving, I'll give you the address. It's justgiving.com/mowathon. Just think about the boss, often perceived as the guy, the rich guy or woman, creaming off huge profits from other people's work. Sadly, that's not the case, especially in the landscape industry. Very few people get really rich at landscaping. It's a testing job. So just spare 5 minutes, 10 minutes of your day thinking about the logistics of running a business and what pressures your boss might be under. If you're an employee and you're listening to this, I know you've got a mortgage, I know you've got your bills to pay, and I know your boss has got a certain responsibility towards you. But just give him a thought, her a thought, and, you know, if you can help in some way, perhaps do a little bit of work unpaid, with the offer of catching up when perhaps times are better, then it's worth thinking about. And also, you know, you quite often expect your boss to come to you and talk to you and ask you why you're down. If you sense that your boss is feeling a bit down because of the pressures of severe weather or other things that perhaps aren't going well, then go and offer to have a chat and give him 5 minutes of your time. I'm sure he or she would appreciate that. So I'm ploughing on, and I'll be in touch a bit later. Thanks, everybody.